go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 157 of the 8-Bit Geek. Well, we all know that Deadpool broke damn near every record imaginable for an R-rated film. And just like him, we've broken every record for being, okay, so I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who broke the record for how many seats they take up in a movie theater.
Oh, shit.
How much you weigh again, motherfucker?
This isn't about me. I've already introduced myself.
I mean, if you want to put like the three of us together in this statement, like, you know, these three, well, us three dudes take up a whole row.
I mean, well, we did when we, well, okay, Kevin had a date with a floor sign, but we did sit next to each other for Avengers 2, and we did take up, I do remember this.
I got to cuddle with a road cone.
I do remember like moving this much and not much happening.
Yeah.
Well, story of my love life.
So you are?
Oh, yeah, I'm Doug.
Oh, he's Doug. And I'm Kevin. Hi. I only take up three seats because I like to spread out when I watch a movie. Leg up, you know, put the other leg across the room. It's nice.
The whole room?
Really, really let the room just sink in, you know?
Shit. Ed coming in the chat. Ed goes, at least Doug goes to the gym, fat ass.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Ed.
I go to the gym, your mom's gym.
Well.
Yeah.
So the Lockheed gym?
Wait, would she be a personal trainer at that gym, or would she be like part of the equipment?
She is the gym.
She is the gym.
Oh, well, that doesn't make as much sense.
All right. Well, please subscribe to us on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Stitcher Radio for all of your podcast fun. If you like our banter, if you like us talking, or even if you hate us. I mean, there's nothing stronger in this world than building up hatred towards someone. So I say subscribe, listen to us all the time, and then just fucking hate us to death.
I do.
He does. It's true. Doug, like his beard, like his mustache does that little twirly thing every time we come in the room because he gets so pissed off.
Oh, what's that guy? Who is he? Is that that little guy? Who's the...
Wile E. Coyote.
No, not Wile E. Coyote. Who's the opposite? So there's Wario, but then who's Luigi's opposite that has that?
Waluigi!
Is it?
Yeah.
It has the little...
Has the what?
Jenner says, I hate you. That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's adorable.
For those listening in, we record this live.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Every
you guys are watching a video.
2 weeks. Every fifth Wednesday of the year on Twitch.
We'll just do it
every Monday. Every Monday at 8-ish.
8-ish Central Standard Time for all you.
Twitch.tv/the8bitgeek.
Well, they're here, so they already know it. But that's
the people listening at home who are not here, this is for them. So they know when we say, ha ha ha, Ed just said, or ha ha,
by the way,
Jundar just said.
There's a new rule in the bylaws of the podcast. If you guys can go ahead and read those, they're updated. It says that we're not allowed to read anything from Ed anymore on air. So
He's a Patreon and he pays that money.
Also, when you say listening at home, the first thing I think of is like a family just like making some hot cocoa and turning on like a radio and listening to us.
Yeah, are they not sitting around a radio?
Are they huddling around?
Is that not how this works?
And 2 minutes into it, like, you know, we just tear up a family. Like they just fucking, they're like, this, I can't believe the language they use. What? And then they're like, shut the fuck up, Jeremy. And then like a big fight starts in the house. And then it turns into thepurge.com. We break up families. I'm sorry.
You can also support us on Patreon. You can help us pay for some overhead and send us to new comic cons around the world. You know, so... there's also a donation link below where you can make it rain. Just make it rain. And
make it rain.
And all
what
that. So
what was this nonsense?
Oh, that's how you make it rain.
Is that
make it rain.
Oh. Jesus.
Anyways, this This week's show is sponsored by QE Streams. Check them out on Twitch at QE Streams. Not going to spell it this week. We all know what happened last week. You can also check them out on YouTube at QE Gaming. So thank you, QE, for all the wonderful, wonderful support that you've given us over the years.
Months.
Week.
Days? Over the past week.
Over the past couple days. But anyways. So it is, I think it's time that, it's time to look for some love, guys. Okay? That's,
we need love. You know, Valentine's Day just happened.
It did.
There's some people that definitely missed a connection or two.
Probably. And we're here. We're here to give that to them. You know, every week we find real posts on Craigslist. We don't use Craigslist. We use Craigslist.
Craigslist.
And yeah, we go into the misconnection section. We don't alter these in any way. We can't make this up. It's crazy. So, without further ado.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Before we get started, it looks like there was a very big donation that was just given, and it doesn't look like it went through on Twitch because of the fact that it was actually sent as an e-check.
Oh, it was sent to me. Thanks.
Somebody by the name.
Did they not? They still should have gone through Twitch Alerts, right? Did it not go through that?
Well, I just got the PayPal link. Maybe because it's such a large sum that it sent it as an e-check. But holy shit!
No, Ryan, real quick, I heard that too. Sorry, the music got really weird at the end of that recording he asked in the chat.
It's a new dubstep version we're working on.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Is it something we should continue?
But okay, so when we said make it rain, we didn't know that rain would actually donate. Oh wow! If you want to,
just spit it out, man.
$325.
Holy shit!
What?
That puts us at our goal, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Wow!
Oh, shit! What?
Holy shit!
If you have a message to give us, Rain, you are more than welcome to in the chat. We will read it.
I'm gonna test this real quick. Hold on, I'm gonna just make sure this is fucking working.
So, holy shit!
Fucking you, Kevin.
Wait,
that was awesome.
It's not showing up on our donation page. That's weird.
Yeah,
maybe it's just gonna pop up. We're gonna be in the middle of doing something, and then all of a sudden it's gonna go.
It's
through.
True.
But holy shit!
But I did get the PayPal confirmation, so it did go through. For some reason
went to your personal one. He's gonna run off to the Cayman Islands now.
All right, guys, I gotta go.
I'm gonna do a test real quick. Okay, so our thing is working. It's just it hasn't shown up yet.
Or I really think it was because it's an e-check. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Through the Twitch alerts, if they did the link down below.
Oh wait, no, that's 8-Bit Geek.
Yeah.
I was like, we're donating to ourselves now.
But thank you so awesome. Much. You know what? Micro D just got upgraded to Big D in my eyes. I will no longer call him Micro D anymore on the show.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, he's the Big D. He's not Micro D. He's the Big D.
Well, if you paid attention to our other show, you would know about Micro D.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin, for tuning in.
I'm here. Hi. That's awesome. Thanks, Rain and Devin. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Awesome, for real. That made our night. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So back to this.
What are we doing again?
We're gonna make love.
What's the point?
Yeah. We're just end it. Okay. So we'll do some misconnections here. Let's go, Doug. Let's get back into the flow of things. Let's get back into the show. I know it's hard to, we're kind of flustered here, but let's do it.
Yes. Oh shit. We love you. You guys too.
Love you.
We love you.
Art's in the chat. Doug and Jer. Yeah, that's right. Fuck Kev.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. All right. Okay. Let's get Sean up in this bitch. Hello, fellas.
Hi.
No, nothing from you guys? You're not going to say hi when I say hi to you?
My mind is still blown right now.
You made so much money, and now you forget us lowly peasant people out here who don't have $325 fucking dollars to give you? Is my love not enough for you?
I love you. It's just my mind was like, fuck.
We can't love him. Well, you'll see why in this upcoming one.
Yeah, that's true. We can't love
Reading ahead.
27 single soldier looking for love.
Wait, so you're 27 soldiers?
Yep.
He's 27 single soldiers.
Yep.
It's a lot of missed connections to be made.
There was a group of us. We went out one night. 27 single soldiers looking for love. My body is athletic. My height is 5'5". Super short.
Small man syndrome.
My status is a single.
A single?
A single.
So you're releasing that today on iTunes or something?
A single. Yep. It's called 27 Single Soldiers. Oh, Sean Penn. I like the Sean Penn's Army of Love. That comes from the chat. Thank you, Ryan. No, men, I am not bi or gay.
Well, there goes our chances.
As the title says, I'm a single 27-year-old guy who currently serves in the National Guard.
Hi-yos.
I work two jobs, have my own car, etc. I'm looking for a grown woman with similar interests.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the outdoors, things like camping, fishing, etc.
She fisting?
Fisting. It's the fucking same. Love to chill at home and cuddle on the couch watching Netflix or Hulu. So some of that Netflix and chill. Especially during the winter months. Music, I'm into everything. Food I enjoy are Mexican, Italian, and seafood, if you know what I'm saying, ladies.
Vagina?
Yep. Some of those fish tacos, am I right, guys? Yeah. Nope. All right. I am real.
It's glad you just have to put that out there.
We just got over a blizzard warning, and Super Bowl was the other day. See, Coach Real.
That sounds like one of those Indian telemarketers. How about them sports teams?
Shoot me an email if you're interested in getting to know more. Getting to know me more. I'm real. Put military as subject line to weed out spam, please.
Very nice. Very
Once
nice.
Again, I'm real. Yours truly. Sean Penis.
All right, this next one is going to be... It's going to be a new character that Doug and I developed over the last couple weeks. I hope you enjoy. Doug, take it away.
Yeah, this new one is seeking nice women for sex and friendship. Mostly sex.
Mostly.
Mostly the sex.
Mostly sex.
I hope you enjoy having butter eaten off your butt.
I love sticks of butter.
This would be the Metro Denver area.
Or 53.
Hello. I'm looking for a nice woman for the purpose of meeting in a public place.
Having a chat, a drink, getting to know each other a little.
Then getting a room for a few hours of mutually pleasurable sexual fun.
I'm also looking for an ongoing food with butt situation. But it doesn't have to be just that. One time is fine as well.
Physical looks.
Attraction.
Yeah. Are not as important to me as the type of person you are on the inside.
Because inside we're all made of butter.
If you are a nice person, you treat others with respect.
And we get along. Most importantly, we have a lot of fun.
I'm 5'8".
285 plus pounds. Not thin, but of course not huge.
Pretty well proportioned. And good, kind of good looking.
Nice guy, you know, guys. Who I doubt would be disappointed in either friend or lover.
If we're looking for a buff guy with movie star looks, I am not him.
But if you're looking for a decent, nice, kind-hearted, fun, creative, giving guy, I will give you all the butter.
Then we are most definitely him.
Yeah, we love that shit.
Also, when you respond, please tell me about yourself, your age, your weight.
Yeah, I want to know how many Chuck E. Cheese plates I can put on your tummy.
I'm really curious about how many boxes of Little Caesar's Hot and Ready's I can stack on your pitties.
I just want to turn you over. And then I want to go to McDonald's and just get all the double cheeseburgers I can and fill up your backside.
But also probably just want to know what you do for work, etc.
Yeah, of course.
So if you are horny like us.
And a nice person, of course. Perhaps lonely and wanting to have an adult fun and make a friend.
But are 100% serious.
Please get back to us.
Please do not waste our time or yours if you're not sure you will follow through.
Because we're going to follow through. Thank you.
I had to remove the earbuds because my ears were just like, I was creating like a film in my mouth listening to you guys.
Were you getting moist?
No. It was dry like the goddamn Mojave Desert. Oh. That was like, it reminded me of like an Iowa State Fair where just like everything fries.
I hope you enjoyed him. He'll come out every once in a while, but I felt like today was the day that it was his time. It was their time.
I've never been physically uneasy by a voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, shit. Well, if you guys in the chat want more of the duo that are not named yet, and to make Kevin more uncomfortable, please let us know.
We'll make him more comfortable.
Yeah, either way.
Make me more comfortable, yeah.
All right, Kevin, you're up.
Oh, this is going to be an interesting one. All right. Well, it's a female. I don't really have any female voices.
You're going to have to try. Let's get you high. Let's see your tone. Let's get it up there.
Can you raise my tone?
Yeah.
No. No. We don't have that kind of money.
So I'll just do it as Velvet Jones. Why not? You know.
Yeah. Because what better way? By the way, also from somebody.
Thank you for the follow.
Toe Jam and Earl. That was a great game. All right. Walmart. Today. Women for Women in Denton, Maryland. Right? MD?
Yep.
Denton, medical doctor. Body. Athletic height. 5'8". 172 centimeters, baby. You will probably never see this, you know what I'm saying? The woman in front of me in the checkout lane, long dark hair with a baby boy.
Man, that sounds so creepy.
Yeah, for real.
I didn't hear how old your baby was. You are beautiful and in great shape for having a baby, if you know what I mean.
That's three babies within 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. You had thick in all the right places, baby. Trust me on that. Ding. I don't know if you were trying to get me to look or what, but glad you had to fix the baby seat and cover him up right in front of me. I saw it. Great ass, baby. Just paying you a compliment. I wanted to say something to you in person, but your beauty made me too nervous. And one time, your baby.
Ding.
Yours sincerely, Velvet Jones Conversations.
Every fucking time.
Every time.
Every fucking time.
Every time. All right, boys. So we all went to go see something this weekend. We can talk a little bit about the box office here, but it's going to kind of bleed into our whole news section. So buckle up, because this is going to be a fucking bumpy ride.
Okay. I'm buckled up.
Okay, good. I was just waiting for confirmation.
I didn't. I'm going to live life dangerously.
I saw two movies this weekend.
Look at you.
I know. I actually went out.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it like Tyler Perry's How to Be Single?
No, that, of course, is Ryan's favorite movie.
Is it Ryan?
Yeah. Ryan loves Tyler Perry.
Man.
Loves him.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that we talked about that earlier. Where he was like, I cannot get enough of Tyler Perry. Like, oh my God, Madea.
He actually went as Madea to Comic-Con once.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see that. Oh, that would be so good.
I went and saw Kung Fu Panda 3. And that's number two. Yeah. That's number two in the box office. It made $19 million in its third week. Fun movie. Fun movie. They actually nail those every time. They're just a lot of fun. But not as fun as the number one movie in America.
Are we gonna skip the rest of them?
Fuck them. We got too much to talk about. Deadpool making $135 million in 1 week on a budget of $55 million.
There won't be any spoilers. I mean, basically, if you want to hear the spoilers, listen to our review.
Yeah, we did a review. We will not spoil anything for you, I promise. All of this will just be reading the news. We can all say that we absolutely love the movie and that you should go see it, but we definitely will not spoil anything. Do not worry. You don't have to hit the unfollow button just yet. Just yet. But do it now.
But do it now.
Okay, so they've already, of course, announced a sequel to Deadpool, and that's no surprise. Holy shit, that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Huge.
Very huge.
Huge.
Huge. And the screenwriters are back. Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick are going to be back for the sequel, which is going to be great. I hope that they do not get a big budget for this film, because what they did, oh my God, with $55 million was incredible.
No yeah. joke.
I don't want them to have 100 or 200 million for this. I want them to keep it a small budget. So that way, you know, I mean, maybe they also announced another Deadpool movie in the mix, which is going to be X-Force. Mm-hmm. And so he'll be the lead in that. So give them a fucking 100 million in that one. But
yeah, because they're going to need it for all the characters they're going to pull in.
Right. Yeah.
But I say keep Deadpool relatively cheap.
Yeah, I can't believe it only cost $55 million. You told us that in the chat, and I was like, "Get the fuck out of here! That's an independent movie."
What? Well, no, but well, I was thinking basically it was like the actors. I mean, they had like some great effects in that film. It's just they probably had to pay the actors a shit ton in other films, thus why it gets skyrocketed. But it's like Ryan Reynolds. This was a passion project for him, so he was probably like, you know, he'll take a cut on the front end as long as he gets some kind of like return from it. And he's definitely, they're getting a return of investment. They already doubled their budget in the 1 weekend it was out.
Yeah, but I mean, actors, you know, they in the early 2000s, actors really ballooned when it came to paydays, but they don't get that kind of money anymore. Even if he got $10 million for this, that still leaves $40 million for everything else, which is quite a bit.
Right.
And you know, technology has come so far. I think that the effects once done right, you know, obviously fucking CG man, what's his face, got most of the CG budget, but fuck, why can't I remember his name? Help me out, guys.
Colossus.
Oh God, you got like a colossomy bag on the side.
Oh my God, I want to see that. Bag. I've got the pee. Oh
my God. Hold on.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, what, colonoscopy? Oh, the Jesus. New Marvel character.
Speaking of,
either way,
whoa, my friend. It was great. It's just a trail of poo when he walks.
It was a great film, though. I mean, they killed it. I mean, it's definitely rated R for a reason, too. Like, they held nothing back. It was true Deadpool, and it was great to see. And it wasn't all dick and fart jokes. I mean, there were dick and fart jokes, but it wasn't all that.
There was a lot of them, though.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. But they were done in a way that that appealed to the older audience, and that was great. Not our type of dick and fart jokes. Ours are just pretty straight up, like, oh, dick. And then we get a little laugh out of it, and then everyone else goes, fucking children.
Those goddamn fucking children. So, why are we here?
I brought this up in the chat. Nobody really commented on it. Yeah. But I really, like, it's becoming a news story now, because even James Gunn, who directed Guardians, has gotten involved and just made a whole, on his Facebook page, just ripped apart execs and saying that, you know, please, please, please do not learn the bad lessons from this. Because I said, here comes all the R-rated comic book movies now, because this will open the door. And it will. Everyone now will see the trend and saying, holy shit, they made $135 million. So instead of learning the lesson from what made Deadpool so special, James Gunn, and what we essentially think as well, is that what they will do is, they will take just an R-rated guy, throw some action in, throw some jokes in, and a whole bunch of violence, and then they'll be like, okay, there it is. We did it.
Yeah, break the fourth wall, kind of do what he did, but did it on a shittier scale.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that fucking dog.
Will you please take that dog outside and let him on the porch just sit there for a while?
Yeah, just put him out in your backyard. Wait, where did your microphone?
Yeah, why is your mic going? You mute yourself because of the dog?
Oh, I muted him because of the dog. My bad. Yeah. But
don't you have a muzzle?
We still have the apartment. We can't put him in up. There's no backyard.
Well, put him in the box that you have in your fucking floorboards.
Yeah.
Damn. There, we lost PETA. There you go. Way to go.
It puts the lotion on its fur.
Oh God.
Or it gets the hose again.
You're talking about you want them to put it in like the sex cave thing that they have in their apartment.
Yeah.
Where things get kinky.
All the time.
We don't need him.
No wonder why the dog wants to hump a fucking Ryan all the time. That dog is sexually attracted to men.
Probably.
And you know,
sexually attracted to anything, really. I mean, he's a dog.
Does he hump like little toys around your house all the time?
No, not so much as he used to. He's got kind of used to rejection at this point.
Well, you kick him in the nuts when he starts humping things?
He doesn't have nuts. We got him without nuts. We got the no nut model.
Nice. Nice. Neither did we. My dog doesn't have balls either.
Yeah.
Came that way. It was awesome.
So he's just, now he's just humping out of aggression and anger.
So much anger humping.
Okay, so Deadpool is also going to be in... Oh, so let's talk a little bit about it. Are you guys fearful of the whole... Now they're going to start digging for comic book characters that they can make an R-rated movie, and we're going to see the... Obviously, we're going to see some great R-rated content probably come out of this, because now everyone's going to be unafraid to push out those scripts that were a little risque, because everybody wants to hit that PG-13 mark, you know, to get the wider audience, but... With this opening, it's one of the top grossing comic book films of all time.
Yeah.
As far as opening weekends go.
Yeah.
And so it beats Spider-Man. It beats The Dark Knight. It beats
Thor, Captain.
Yeah.
First one, Iron Man.
So it's huge. It's absolutely huge. So what are the cons and the pluses for you guys coming out of this?
Well, I mean, kind of like we talked about, like, now some studio exec over at, I'm going to go into say Fox, because they're like, no, we did it once, we can do it again.
Yeah,
like,
that's, I was going to say.
What's another character that can do this? And like, yeah, and then they'll try again with some shit ass script. Again, it'll just be terrible, because again, this was a passion project where the people, all like four people that got this off the ground, have been trying to get it made for 11 years, right? And so,
no,
like,
it wasn't 11 years. It was since 2011, wasn't it?
No, it was 11 years.
No, it was 11 years, man.
Yeah. Okay. Like, but that CG stuff, that CG reel that got leaked,
well,
that was made in 2011.
Well, yeah.
Maybe even earlier. It was like, they said, well,
Well, this is the, okay. This is the thing. He's been they've been trying to get it off the ground for 11 years.
Yeah, the script is 6 years old.
And then Fox said, "Make something, put something together for us." So they put together the CG reel, and then they passed on it. And so then a leaky happened.
Yeah.
So that's essentially what happened. And so it's been 11 years total since they've been actually working on the idea of getting this made. And he's and Ryan Reynolds says, "Don't you give Kevin? Don't you give me that?" Well,
I said no. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, good. Because normally, if you don't agree, you'll do that. Well, you know, we'll just have to see thing. But Ryan Reynolds said it. Okay, in an interview.
Yeah, he was talking about on Fallon last week. Where he talked about
let's
all
just
this.
Get Ryan Reynolds on the show. We'll settle it here.
We'll just ask him.
Let's go to that video of him on Fallon. Just listen to him talk.
All you have to do is Google now.
Yeah.
What the fuck's Google?
So I don't know. But at the same time, like, I don't know what character. Okay, like, what other character is there aside from like Spider-Man? But not necessarily R-rated, but kind of is the, you know, because he talks a lot.
Yeah, he talks a lot of trash.
But he doesn't necessarily break the fourth wall. Like, what other character does that within their Marvel? It doesn't. You know, let's be honest. It doesn't have to be Marvel, right? It could be Fox making a movie from like some Robert Kirkman comic.
They could also do something terrible, like decide to do a reboot of the Fantastic Four with an R rating. You know, I mean, they have X-Force, which is going to be an R rated movie. You know, that leads the way for that now. And then also they could sit there and say, well, let's make X-Men darker.
I don't think they'll take their, especially this also goes back to Marvel as well. I think that they're going to be like, okay, we can push the envelope and people will still go see it. I don't think that they're going to take any of their current MCU projects, such as Avengers or Cap or any of those,
and make them R,
because I think that they're like, right now, they're like, this is good. Yeah. Our R-rated stuff is on Netflix. Like, you want to watch the R-rated stuff?
Yeah. I'm not afraid of Marvel doing that with anything current, because they have a system down and it's in place and it works. It works for them. But, you know, every other fucking, you know, DC's got a stable of characters. Fox still has access to characters that we haven't seen that's tied into the X-Men. So
I could see DC being like the first one since Deadpool to do an R-rated film. I could totally see them being like, that next Batman movie, it's going to be an R-rated movie.
I couldn't. Once again, I think you're going back to the X-Men thing, where I don't think they'll take their flagship franchise and take a chance like that.
They might in their current run. I think they might, because
with Batfleck.
Think about what Batfleck and Joker.
Yeah.
You bring the Joker in as he's intended to be, like,
and they've already announced that they're doing a rated R.
Boom.
Killing Joke.
Yep.
Yeah,
Killing Joke's gonna be your R. Yeah. I mean, it's animated, but it's still R. That's still Batman, and it's still gonna be sold in the fucking kids section because stores don't know how to fucking market their goddamn shit.
Wow. But
it annoys me to go into like Target or Best Buy or something and like, you know, be passing through the movies and be like, what the fuck is this doing in the kids section? Don't buy this for your kids. This is violent. Like, there's cursing. This is not for a 6-year-old. Don't put it next to Batman Beyond. Get this shit out of here.
What I was gonna say is, yeah, Felzan kind of said it in chat. Lobo would be a good one that they would go rated R for.
Oh, and you know what other one would be really good? Lobo would be really good. Which they've tried to get off the ground. But I haven't heard anything.
Recently. Yeah. We talked about it like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, McFarlane just finished his first draft of Spawn.
Yes. Spawn would be definitely a rated R movie, and it'd be fantastic.
This could lead the way to a great Spawn film, because he's trying to direct it as well. So.
Yeah, that might be a little much if he's directing. I don't know. Because you need like some star power for direction. But the original Spawn movie, the live action one, I thought it was really good. Was it Michael Jai White playing Spawn?
I enjoyed it.
It was fantastic. Like, it was really good. Great soundtrack too, by the way. But John Leguizamo in that film, unbelievable. Like, that was definitely an underrated film. And it's too bad that you didn't get a sequel from that. But I would like to see like a really, I mean, I'm going to say gritty, but it's already gritty. I'd like to see a reboot of that. I mean, yeah, that'd be great. Spawn was fantastic.
So it's
Rob Zombie. Yeah. There you go. I don't know about that. It would be like more white trashish. Well, no, Rob Zombie always has like this white trash, like, okay, look at Halloween. It had this like white trash persona to it. You know what I mean?
Spawn comes out of a window, dig through the ditches and burn through the witches.
I'm gonna go fuck these guys up. I drag you now.
Well, if we're not gonna talk any spoilers for Deadpool, we can't really talk about this next story because it kind of spoils something.
Well, I knew about this before even seeing the movie.
Yeah, so did I.
Okay, so all right, so listen, if you don't want to hear this,
just mute it for a second.
Mute it for a second.
We'll give you a thumbs up when we're done.
Yeah, we'll give you a thumbs up. Okay, so Avatar villain Stephen Lang is campaigning to play Cable in Deadpool 2. He looks the fucking part.
Oh, yeah. He's got the flat top.
Agreed. I think he'd need to bulk up a little bit.
I don't think that would be too hard for him.
Oh, my God. Have you seen the recent picture?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's ripped.
Oh, hold on, let me see the one that
he posted on Twitter.
You need complete silence while he stares at a picture.
No, okay, that's a huge fucking arm muscle though. But I mean, like, not only in his arms, but like
he would need to get
these up, right? I mean, I CG and all that nonsense, but the dude's Cable's a big guy.
You can do some wonderful things with outfits. I mean, you're not gonna really see Cable shirtless, so they could probably make like stuff to give him.
Well, there goes my. I can't go see the sequel now. Can't see that shit. My whole dream was to see Cable shirtless.
Agreed.
Fuck.
Liev Schreiber would be another one. That one's been tossed around. I can picture him being good, but that would be weird in the X-Men universe, seeing as he played Sabretooth.
They're saying that John Hamm or Russell Crowe as well.
I could picture John Hamm being Cable. That's really weird.
He's too young. Even if you put like a wig on him and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Russell Crowe.
I want to know the chat's opinion. What you guys think would be a good Cable? I like him though. He's a good one.
Yeah, I would say honestly, Stephen Lang does seem. I mean, like it. I don't know. He seemed kind of short to me in that photo, but. Who knows? I mean, I think, like, I mean, you can do anything.
Tom Cruise looks like a fucking giant on screen. The movie magic. They got it.
Ooh, yeah. Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman, perfect.
Good call.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. Yeah, so we've got two Ron Perlmans in the chat. Absolutely. It may not be realistic, but holy shit, that's good.
That's a good call, actually. Let's campaign for Ron Perlman.
I'm going to see how tall Stephen Lang is real quick.
He doesn't seem that tall.
All right, let's take bets on it. I'm going to say he is 5'10".
I'm going to say 5'9". I'm going to go a little undercut.
Jer, on the money, 5'10".
Wow. Okay. Oh,
I promise I did not Google it.
So not like super tall. But
and you got to think about it this way too. How tall is Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool?
Yeah, like. Well, I mean.
He's
over 6 foot. You can't make Cable look shorter than Deadpool.
He's 6'2". Here, that's my bet.
So you're going to need someone over.
I'm going to look it up. Give me a second. Ryan Reynolds. I'll talk. Oh my God, Jer! All the fucking money.
He's got these posters above his bed. What is that? What is that? Tiger magazine or something like that?
Yeah, I've got Stephen Lang with his vitals.
Holy shit! Yeah, Ryan Reynolds 6'2". But that's another thing. Like we talked about this before with Bats versus Superman. It's like literally their heights in real life are like flopped what they are supposed to be like in the comics and the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Superman is supposed to be taller at 6'4", and Batman is shorter at 6'2". In real life, Ben Affleck is 6'4", and Henry Cavill is 6'2". Like, so it's like,
And
I know 2 inches, but 2 inches, guys.
Yeah. 2 inches makes the difference between having a baby and not having a baby.
True.
So, all right. Thumbs up.
We stopped talking about it. You guys can,
whoever was listening,
I guess
can come
probably
back.
Jundar, you can come back now.
Yeah. Okay, so this next story is something, I guess. So they've announced the Transformers date for the next film, which is June 23rd, 2017, and it's going head-to-head with Wonder Woman.
Hey, what? Shit, I wonder which one's going to win. Wonder Woman, get the fuck out of here, Transformers, you're drunk.
Why are they still making Transformers movies? Who's still going to see that?
Everybody.
Anyone in chat, do you guys still see Transformers like with your boy Marky Mark over here?
Hey, don't put down my movies, okay? I jump on metal, okay? I ride a wave of Transformers.
Is it Marky Mark coming back? Is he?
Yeah,
do you know?
He's coming back.
Okay.
He wants to.
Does he?
I want to, okay. They've announced three more Transformer movies and a spinoff Bumblebee movie.
Yeah, that's the one where I'm like, but
that's
what?
Not gonna. How are you gonna do a Bumblebee movie with a character that doesn't even talk? He just fucking follows, like you make songs to like communicate.
I you know what would make me the happiest? Get rid of all the bullshit. Can we please just get a simplified G1 style movie? Yeah, you can make it a little more complex with the transformations and everything, but just make them fucking G1. Like, that's the classic look, and it works. It's timeless. It's absolutely timeless.
Yeah. This is also coming from us, which, I mean, we have valid arguments, where we're like, why doesn't someone just go back into Ninja Turtle, the new Ninja Turtle movie, and just round out their fucking noses?
Exactly.
Exactly. Make them look like they did in the fucking cartoon. Because literally, we saw the pictures where someone did it in Photoshop, and we went, that's
perfect.
It. You fixed it.
Yeah, you've done it.
Holy shit, you literally just fixed the whole movie.
But, yeah. I mean, any property that this fucking guy gets his hands on, and I will not say his name.
I mean, we all know it's Michael Bay.
God
there,
damn
I said
it.
Fuck you, Michael
Do not
Bay.
Give him more.
Now we have to give. Now we have to pay him money.
Now we have to pay him. Yeah, so anything that mofo puts his hands on, he just butchers to shit.
And the chat, Ants Chick says that she likes Transformers and she misses Shia. The beef.
The beef.
The beef.
I wonder when he was doing that what was it, like the 3-day...
The beef.
The 3-day movie marathon of his movies if he sat through Transformers, or did he
sleep? He sat through all of them, and it's really funny because like they have like, I saw somewhere online and it literally broke down like his facial expressions based on which movie he was watching. And you literally like, it starts off and he's like super serious about it, and then like as it goes back, he's, you can tell he's enjoying himself more, but then he gets to Transformers and he's kind of like but then he gets like the Even Stevens movie and he's like crying laughing, so that should tell you a little bit about his career.
Yeah,
I have the Transformer movies. They're fun. They're just fun, but they're not like special.
Yeah.
They're not like something that you're like, oh, I can't wait to my fucking kid to grow up so we can watch this together.
Yeah,
they're just
throwaways. You said it was a couple years ago. You said it's popcorn movies.
Yeah, it's just popcorn movies, and that's it. And which are fine. They're great for summer going out, but I just want a deeper Transformers film, and I just want one that isn't so goddamn complex when they all the gears. Like, I want to see a fight where two metal robots are fighting each other, not close-ups of their goddamn arms. And they're like, "Hey, what's happening there? Is it just two cans opening? What's happening?
What movie were you watching again?
Transformers.
God damn it!
There is a new Battlestar Galactica movie coming together. Well, not new. I mean, it's, you know, it's the first.
It's been talks for a long time.
It's been going on for a while, since 1999. Mm. But would you guys be supportive of this? Would you do a Kickstarter for it?
I mean, if they brought back the original cast, they were able to get people. I mean, I'd be down for it.
The original cast or the new old cast?
No, well, new old cast. I'm not talking about the like, original, like, fucking...
Yeah, from, like, the 70s.
Yeah.
Only if they brought back the 70s characters.
Talk about the Edward James Olmos and everything.
Yeah.
Where he's talking to the Sylar or whatever, and he's like, "You're so cool, I'm going to call you Culo."
Nope, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen at all.
That'd be awesome.
That's the wrong movie. Oh, it's a stand in Battlestar Galactica, right?
Stand by Battlestar Galactica and deliver.
Oh, shit. What else we got? Okay, last story about films, and then we'll move on to gaming.
Yes! Oh, my God. Why? What? Jesus. Sorry.
Do you not want to go to gaming?
No, I just didn't realize we've been almost an hour into the show, and we're just now getting to gaming.
Yeah,
fuck me.
So much story to talk
about. So,
it's a good show.
It's a good show. Let's see. Apple is reportedly bankrolling a new TV series starring Dr. Dre. He, just for our watchers and our listeners, he's not an actual doctor.
Yeah, we're
on the turntables. He is, because he is
obligated to say that.
Yeah, we're obligated. He
he's
cannot
a surgeon on them turntables.
He cannot diagnose your physical.
He cuts
problems.
Up them tunes.
Yeah, does he? He is a.
I don't fucking know. I'm just saying words
behind the boards. So I guess this one is be called Vital Signs, and it's just going to be distributed through Apple Music somehow, and it's going to be.
He is a doctor in the show.
It's going to be.
That's why it's called Vital Signs.
Raunchy. And stuff. Yeah, it says
raunchy.
Okay. It's featuring an extended orgy scene, I guess, is in the show. Naked extras, what? Stimulated sex in a mansion.
Simulated, not stimulated.
So no, wait.
I stimulated. I like that word better.
So we don't know the plot to the show, but we just know there's sex scenes.
Yes,
in it.
There's gonna be orgy scenes. This sounds like a modern day fucking Game of Thrones to me.
Mm-hmm.
So bring it on. Bring it on.
All right, Game of Watch the Thrones featuring Kanye and Jay-Z.
Oh my god, dude. I guess a report came out that Kanye is $54 million in debt.
Probably because his shitty fucking clothing line where he's selling like regular Hanes t-shirts for $200. That's probably gonna hurt him a little bit.
And the fact that his new album and Tindall is like there. Oh my god, they are fucked right now because Tindall.
I don't know what Tindall is. That sounds like a weird dating site.
Yeah, it's a music dating site.
You want to hook up with Kanye?
If they made that, it would probably fucking make more money.
Yeah. Kanye would swipe right.
Yeah, Kanye, you want to swipe left for Jay-Z? they've been really fucked because they've been screwing over their customers. I guess people have been buying the new Kanye album, but they haven't gotten access to it, and then the customer service will not like reply to anybody.
Literally just posted earlier this evening that he will never sell that album and it will only be a title exclusive.
Well,
Welcome to Torrin.
Mr. Kanye West, I would like to introduce you to the internet and people giving you their middle finger and it will be downloaded the most in 2016.
Let's see here.
Well, it was just crazy because I literally, like, I read that and I was like, you literally yesterday, like last night, posted, yo, Zuckerberg, you want to like give me some money because I'm broke as fuck, like, but now you're not going to sell your album, you dumb piece of shit. Sorry, I don't like Kanye. I think it's a piece of shit. I don't know if you guys have gathered that from my tone as of recently.
3 hours ago.
Oh, I didn't get it.
It looks like it's out. There's people like seeding it right now on torrent sites.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay, let's get into some gaming here. Let's forget Kanye. Oh yeah, Kanye announced a new video game.
I remember that.
It just happened. What do you mean?
No, he's announced that for a while. He was at like last year's E3.
No, they just showed footage for the first time. Like the
But he announced the game, but he didn't have any footage. He was talking about he was working on a game.
Yeah, it's like his mother ascending to heaven.
Yeah, I remember. They talked about that, but they didn't have anything to show.
What is it called?
Song. What's the name of it called?
I don't fucking.
It's called the greatest game you're ever going to play.
It's called My Mother Ascending to Heaven.
Wow.
Pretty on the nose.
Yeah. They play it close to the chest.
Yeah.
Okay, so Quantum Break is coming out for the Xbox One, and they just announced for the PC. Now, before I say this, I do want to say when Microsoft was releasing Windows 10, and then they came out and said how important PC gaming is and how important that Steam is to them and how they don't want to compete with it. They're not doing another Windows Live service. They love Steam and their ecosystem. They plan on supporting Steam, but not with this game or probably any other first party game coming out of Microsoft. Quantum Break will only be sold on the Windows Store exclusively. Fuck me, man. And you know what's really funny is Larry Herb. Is it how you say it? Or Herb? Yeah.
Fucking Captain Insano or whatever the fuck.
He fucking put out.
Major Nelson?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Major Nelson. So he put out a tweet that specifically said, we do not. Our whole goal is to bring gamers together and not build walls.
As they shut out Steam,
so they shut out everybody. They will only play it on. They only put it on the Windows Store. Now, the reason I think, and it's pretty spot on, I think, is because they're doing cross saves, right? And right. So if you play it on the Xbox One, you can pick up where you left off on a Windows PC. You also get the game for free. If you purchase it on Xbox One, you get a copy of it for free on Windows 10.
Yes.
So not a bad deal. And
it's not the worst.
It's not the worst, but there are problems with the Windows 10 store when it comes to playing and buying games. Tomb Raider being the big problem. I guess there was a resolution issue that Windows didn't update.
and it took them a while. I mean, there was some weird shit that went on. There was a lot of bitching about it that happened. So they have to get some things sorted out. But I don't... Here's the problem. I already have Origin. I already have Ubisoft's... whatever the hell they
Uplay.
Do. Uplay. I already have the COG. I already have Steam. I already... Like, I have all of these services I don't need or want another one to manage my games on. Mm-hmm. If it's only for one game, that's fine. But I'm really scared because I do want to play that their fighting game, their Fable game, like Killer Instinct, all these games that are coming out. It's very annoying. Yeah.
I just hope it doesn't turn into games for Windows 2.0, because that was a fucking nightmare. Exactly. Games for Windows was the worst idea that Microsoft could have come up with to alienate games from everyone else.
Now, I don't think that's going to be the issue because of the fact that they have Xbox Live, which you can tie in with their titles. I mean, once you start playing Quantum Break, it's just going to feed that data to Xbox Live and update it, so achievement-wise and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I don't think it's going to be a requirement. I think it's just going to automatically work with this, kind of like the Xbox One.
Yeah, I hope
I don't
not,
think they'll ever go down that path. I think they've learned their lesson with that, but...
it's Microsoft. Come on now.
I know, but Microsoft's been doing so many great things lately for gamers. Like, the Xbox One is a great example. They've really turned my thinking around with how much that... They've turned, you know, things around for them. I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I believe in them. They're the small guy now. They're not the big boy on the block. Down with Apple, up with Microsoft.
Nah, wait. Wow. That would be the day when you start actually saying that, meaning it.
What are you talking about? I only own one Apple product. It's my phone. That's it. Mm-hmm. Doug is the one with like 14 Apple iPads and pods and Apple Face Watch
TV. Apple Don't Face watch. Watch.
I wish I did though.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, look at my, where is it?
Generation
I
2.
I have a Mac over there on my computer, on the other desk. I have a lot of Macs.
Yeah.
It's my last name.
Okay, let's check this out. I wanted to bring this up. I forgot to in the beginning of the show. What you're looking at right now is a custom Lego kit that Colin put together. They're loose Legos, and he drew out inside. There are instructions on how to build what he intended you to build. It's a full like color built out like instructions on it. Like it's full. Like it's got like 20 pages. He sat there and wrote it tonight.
That's awesome.
He told me today that he wants to be a Lego master builder when he gets older.
Man.
So I was like, well, I guess you're on your way. I'm like, fuck, man. I was like,
Hey, people get paid for that. Didn't we talk about that before? That they're like looking, Legoland's looking for people.
Oh, well, I told him aim higher than Legoland. I said, be one of the Lego Imagineers that like actually go get yourself a degree for Lego building. I don't know what you would need for that. That would essentially just be a what kind of degree would that be? Oh, what's it called? So Ubisoft says that Xbox One owners spend more than the PS4 owners do. For every $1.25 spent, PS4 spend $1. So. I guess we'll take that for however you want, I guess.
I don't. Ubisoft is, I mean, it's probably they're just butthurt that, like, PS4 owners don't want to buy all their shit.
Yeah. Well, they still netted 41% of their fucking overall net came from PS4.
Yeah.
27 from Xbox One, 12 from PC, because PC knows better.
Yeah.
Except for The Division. You got me there, Ubisoft. I'm going to fucking spend my money on you. Okay, so next story here is somebody let a cat out of the bag, or should I say a bandicoot?
No, boo.
No, okay. So NECA Toys director says that Sony is bringing back Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the memories I have with that game. When the original PS1 came out, that was the first game I owned with it. I spent hours and hours playing that game. It was a favorite. I'm sure you guys remember all the Sony commercials.
of Crash Bandicoot, like in the parking lot with a remember that
coming
one?
Coming on the truck.
Yeah, coming out of the truck, and then he had his little horn. Oh, it was so great. So many memories. Doug, no?
Sony had a great marketing team.
I played them. They were fun. those were fun games. Cool stuff. I'm excited it's coming back. I'll probably end up picking it up, let's be honest.
Speaking of NECA, while we're at it, though, I went to Toys R Us over the weekend and trying to find a birthday gift for Debbie, and I ended up buying myself an early birthday gift.
Of course you did.
Yeah, because that's the way it goes. But this is awesome. I've been looking for this forever. So it's a NECA Friday the 13th. There you go. It's based off the Nintendo game Friday the 13th. So it's got like the power play. It's got like, you know, destroy Jason if you can. And when you open it. Hold on, get the music there. That's the music from the Nintendo version.
That's awesome. How long you been looking for that?
I've been looking for this for a couple of years now, because they had this at like either 2011 or 2012 San Diego Comic-Con. It was an exclusive. Oh. I guess the exclusive ran out now, so they're selling it again, like in just whatever, regular way. But yeah, like $25, dude. It's so fucking cool. And it's like the old school, like, you know, Jason Voorhees. I'm a huge Jason Friday the 13th fan, so.
I fucking hated that game.
Oh, I loved it. It was so bad.
No, I loved it because I hated it.
Only way I was able to beat it was with the Game Genie.
I never could beat it. I'd find Jason and then death, death, death every time.
Yeah, I can't wait for that new game to come out though, right?
Right? Oh, it's going to be so good.
We have an extra copy to give away whenever we...
We do?
Happens. Yeah, because I'd already donated by the time we did the group donation, so have a spare. So we have a spare to give away.
Sweet, that's a fun giveaway then.
That's awesome.
Yeah, someone's gonna get that new game whenever it comes out.
What's and you're gonna game? See, and you're gonna see the 8-bit geek in the credits.
Oh yes. Shit! Truth.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Oh man.
Truth.
Speaking of in the credits, my name will be in this next game's credits. Doom has announced that their single player campaign will be 13 hours long.
Awesome.
Isn't that freaking cool?
That's great to hear, dude. I loved, especially because it did Wolfenstein, and Wolfenstein was fantastic, the remake of it, which Jeremy found out. So.
Oh, yeah. I completely just, it passed by me. I disregarded it. I was like, this doesn't look very exciting. Played that Wolfenstein game, got really addicted to it, had a ton of fun.
Yeah.
It was a blast. I suggest it to anybody. I still have to play the prequel.
Yeah. Oh man, got to play that. It's so good. But Doom, I'm so hyped for it. I got to play the multiplayer alpha, and it ran super smooth for being in an alpha.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys know that dumbass motherfucker that I always talk about, who's just the worst person on the face of the planet.
Oh yeah, on your face.
I'm right here. Come on.
Oh shit. Who just hates everything?
Your best friend on Facebook.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Who's more meth than you?
I'm guessing that he hated Deadpool.
No. He posted about Doom today. He said Doom's reported single player cost will be roughly $4.61 an hour of play at standard retail launch price. What? So if you don't like multiplayer, I'd put this one on the can wait list. And someone's like, dude, it's like 13 hours of gameplay, which is actually pretty lengthy for an FPS. He's like,
yeah.
Are you kidding? Back in my day, Doom took weeks to complete and had like 100 levels, and then the person's like 33 levels, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
he's like, maybe I'm thinking about Doom 2. You're a piece of shit, Jarrett.
Well, he's in jail now, so let's
so
not
angry. What
not Ed knows Ed that. Knows what I'm talking about. Fuck Jarrett.
Oh, Ryan has something to say.
He's
like, about those credits.
Well, they haven't sent him. Like, I guess at some point they'll probably send out a thing on that'll be like, hey, what does it need to be? Because we paid for this shit, didn't we?
Ryan fronted the money. Yeah, it'll probably be.
That or it's going to be his name.
Yeah.
By the one and only Ryan.
I think it works the way that when they actually start shipping it, they'll. Or when they start. And
like when they're.
Yeah, finished. Yeah. When they're getting to that point.
Because they're still working on the game. I mean, it's going to be a ways off. Yeah. So,
okay, so here's something that's really crazy. Grand Theft Auto V outsold mostly every game in January.
Now, that's crazy. How do people not already own it?
I don't
this,
know.
At this point.
Hasn't it sold like a billion copies?
It's probably for people who got new consoles over the holidays.
Yeah. It's sold 60 million copies worldwide so far.
Good. It's well deserved. And plus, there was no releases in January besides what? Marvel, Lego Marvel. So I think that was the only thing that came out in January.
It's crazy.
So, I mean, what do you expect? As far as, like, you know, AAA titles or even, like, AA at this point that wasn't indie games.
Still very impressive. Very, very impressive. I still don't like how long it takes to load, so I'm not really into the online component because of that.
Truth.
Like, especially because it's like, hey, you want to do a mission? Sure, 10 minutes later. Hey, that was fun. It got lagged out or it didn't load, yeah. So let's go back to the single player now.
Yep. We tried that once.
No,
we
I've played twice. That multiple times, and I've had the same issue. I don't know
I
why.
I try like five times every day.
Yeah,
we need to Doug's just like find a private server on there and just fucking haul at, like, just do it. Just
well,
have fun.
That's no fun because now we can't hunt down anyone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's the thing. It's been out for so long. I don't know. Understand why they just don't like do an overhaul of that whole system. Not the whole system, but. Just be like, hey, if it kicks you out, go back to fucking online. Why go back to single player? Like, it's got to be one line of code, right, Ryan? Like, if bar if hashtag get kicked, revert to online. Come on, it's that easy. So I wish that.
As far as we understand code,
yeah, that's how coding works.
Also, he says he already filled out the form. He just wanted to mess with those guys.
Yeah. All right, the next story goes out to the douchebags who make Dying Light.
What? Hey, dude, that game was awesome.
Also, is it douchebaggy when you look at what you get?
Okay, compared to what you got for $1 million for, what's it called?
Saints Row.
Okay, so here's the difference. You have to give... So this is what they're doing. Dying Light is making a Spotlight Edition, which for $10 million gives you a supporting role in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Stuntman parkour training.
Uh-huh.
10 VIP tickets for opening night.
Mm-hmm.
A trailer on the movie set.
Yep.
Acting lessons. Off-road driving courses. Become the voice actor of Kyle Crane. Four copies of the game. Original copy of the script and the screen tour for $10 million.
Do you honestly think anyone's gonna pay that?
No.
Look what Saints Row, no one bought it.
No.
It's a marketing ploy.
Okay, so here's what you got for Saints Row for the $1 million.
All right, Martin Scorsese or whatever is gonna be in fucking Dying Light.
Oh fuck.
He's like, I'm gonna pay the $10 million and I'm gonna make sure that no one sees it.
Okay, so this is what you got for the $1 million, okay? You got a Lamborghini.
Uh-huh.
You got plastic surgery.
What?
You got a full-size replica dubstep gun. That's worth it right there. You get a Virgin Galactic space flight. A weekend for two at the Jefferson Hotel in Washington, D.C. First class flights to Washington, D.C. and Dubai. A new Toyota Prius with 1 year's insurance and a year's supercar membership, a Lamborghini Geraldo
Rivera.
Geraldo.
You can throw a chair at it.
You get a hostage rescue experience and spy training for the day and a capsule wardrobe. And a 7-night at the top royal suite at the Brualla Baraga Duga in Dubai. So I think the $1 million one works out a little more in your favor.
Once again, if you had $10 million, I think the last thing on your mind would be Dying Light.
You wouldn't be fucking spending on getting into a movie. You could probably just, hey, I'll give you $10,000 if I can get a supporting role. They'd be like, all right,
and you get the voice.
We can train him. Give us $10 million. We'll give you a fucking voice acting lessons. You've heard our voices.
Yeah, that's right. We're really good at poor family.
Oh, no. Not again.
You
know,
I'm going to get some sandwiches. Oh, I'm going to eat that butter off your butt.
We'll give you sandwiches.
Just put it right in your butt.
Oh, hey, Bear Joe. Bear Joe's here. Bear Joe made it.
There we go.
We're on the Bear Joe made it, of course, for the last story, because we're about to hang up. That's how it
generally always does.
Yep.
Just right the fucking end, this guy.
Okay.
For months, and then just shows up.
It probably leaves because of you, too. He's like, well, fuck it.
I don't know.
He's been cut.
I feel like Doug is going to change. Nope, he hasn't. Okay, bye. Okay, so Mad Catz has lost 37% of the staff because of the fact that weak Rock Band's hardware sales. If you know, Mad Catz took over all of the hardware peripheral business for Rock Band.
They also published Rock Band themselves. EA had nothing to do with it this time.
Yep, and they have... they're showing $82,000 in operating loss. What? Yeah. Compared to
$809 in $809,000.
Yeah. What am I looking at? Sorry. Yeah, $809,000 in losses. The number is now that was last year. The number is now $4.36 million. So bye bye 37% of staff. I really thought the music genre was going to bounce back in a big way, but it really flopped.
You know what, honestly, and I'll tell you this, I own Rock Band 4. I was hyped about it until I actually played it. I just really like it seemed like it was a step back from Rock Band 3. They took away like a good portion of the online features. There's no band challenges. They took away a lot of stuff, dude, and it was really sad. Like when I played it, I haven't really played it much since because it's just like it doesn't feel like it was that much of a... It was like a downgrade. It was like a fucking watered-down version of Rock Band, and it sucks after all this time. I would say at least Guitar Hero had the balls to try something new, albeit they failed, but they tried something new.
Good meh. Insight.
Meh. I called it from the beginning, guys. I said, meh.
It's a bummer, because I used to have so much fun, and I spent so much on fucking Rock Band.
I remember you trying to import everything, and then you were like, bah, fuck it.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it because I was, you know, it's fucking meh, as Doug would say.
They have it for $49.99 at Costco right now. You can buy it.
With the instrument?
I think it's not Rock Band, but the other one, Guitar
Hero. Oh, Guitar Hero, yeah. Here's something, though, that would probably bring them back. I mean, despite Guitar Hero, their big sales are their fighting sticks.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so Street Fighter V is coming out tomorrow.
Street Fighter V comes out tomorrow. That's fun, right? I won't be buying it, but it sounds fun.
Yeah, if I get a deal on it, I'll buy it, but otherwise I'm not really. It's only coming out for PS4 and PC.
Yeah.
No Xbox love on that one.
Yeah. PC Master Race, bitch.
So, I mean, I played the beta thanks to Ryan, or it was thanks to Tuna or somebody like that, but it was awesome. Like, it's really smooth.
I'm just kidding.
That was it was me too.
No, it was one of Ryan's either one Ryan's friends or brothers. I don't know. He's got a lot of both. So,
Okay, well, that's it, guys.
Yeah, hey, before we go, shout out to Jundar and Filthy Cleo. They got engaged this past week, so congratulations,
awesome.
You guys.
Awesome! Yeah, happy engagement there, Filthy Cleo. Yeah, okay, now I know that. This Jundar is an awesome guy.
Hopefully she gets cleaned up for you by the time the wedding happens.
Yeah, because she's filthy.
Nobody wants
to. Ooh, she dirt. Ooh, she dirt.
Nobody wants
she
a filthy-ass bride.
Ooh, she filthy.
Mm. My brother. I don't know why. I just wanted to say
I don't
like
know
that.
Why either.
Ryan and Chet said my brother because that's who gave him the
yeah.
Thing. So everyone in the chat, if you guys want to congratulate them on their engagement.
Yeah, that's rad.
Also, okay, so that's our show. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't already because we're a lot of fun. Come hang out with us.
Yeah, we're all fun.
We all have personal channels. You can find all that information below. Also, there's a donate button. Hit that button too.
You guys want to talk about that real quick?
Oh, what? The Daredevil trailer?
Oh, woo, girl.
Guy.
What's great is that it's just part one. There's another one coming in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just watched it earlier and thoroughly impressed. Thoroughly impressed. I think they picked a great Punisher.
Yeah, I'm actually hyped for it. I'm a huge Punisher fan, and I was surprisingly happy after that trailer.
Why do you guys have such cool, like, angled shots? And I'm not, like...
What are you talking about?
You guys on the screen look like you have awesome, like, poses going on. Like,
I don't have anything to show. It's like white wall.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, you're off to the side. Doug looks like he's in a goddamn studio. Like, it's off to his side. And I just look like I'm a normal guy just sitting in a room not supposed to be here.
Sorry, I just read the chat. Sorry. Ryan just said, never go ass to mouth, you two. to Filthy Cleo. And she said she's not wearing white either. Oh, shit.
She real dirty.
Oh, she dirty.
Oh, she getting real dirty that night.
Boy, you got dirty, girl.
Damn. Jundar, you better wear a fucking body condom because shit's going to get real dirty.
Time to get kinky.
Well, man, we better get butter off your butt.
Oh, did you want to invite us? Because I will show you a great time.
Yeah, if you want to know how to get real filthy, what you do is you eat a one of those ultimate cheeseburgers from Jack in the Box.
That's what you want to do. You take a cheeseburger. And then you take their cheeseburger and you let the grease drip down your ass crack. And then you just sit at the bottom waiting for it to drip in your mouth. Real dirty.
Not putting my earbuds back in.
Oh, that's so cool. That's okay. I think that's a. Jenner says, no!
Ah, God, that voice.
I think that's a good place to end it.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Please follow us on all the social media. Subscribe to us. And we'll see you next week.
See you guys. Bye.